On Sunday, Republican State Senator and ER Doctor Brian Shiazawa published an op-ed in the Salt Lake Tribune. In it, he called for the state legislature to revisit an issue he's been fighting for years, an expansion of Medicaid to Utah's uninsured residents. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
According to Shiazawa, with a new president coming into office and the upcoming legislative session in January, now is the time to deal with the gap in Medicaid coverage for Utah's most vulnerable.
If we have to target one area in the legislature, this would be the area that I would say is the important thing we need to look at this year.
Finding a way to get health care for the estimated 74,000 Utahns in the so-called Medicaid gap is something that Shiazawa has labored over for years. From supporting Governor Herbert's 2015 Healthy Utah to the subsequent health care provider tax, Shiazawa has focused on getting health coverage for Utahns who make less than 100% of the federal poverty level. But those plans were rejected by his Republican colleagues in the Utah House. Now he's trying to lay the groundwork for the next legislative session.
My intention this next session is to either support another version of Healthy Utah, which is essentially a Medicaid expansion, and if that doesn't come forth from the governor's office, to start doing something independently of the governor with the governor's support.
Shiazawa, who is a Republican, agrees with some things Donald Trump has said about the Affordable Care Act. In particular, that rising insurance rates under the Obama administration's tenure have become unsustainable. But in this unusual election year, healthcare is one issue that might be able to cross party lines.
Even if Donald Trump wins, Mike Pence, his vice president, expanded Medicaid in the state of Indiana, where he's the governor.
No matter who wins the election, Shiazawa says, there's reason to be optimistic. Eric Newman, KUER News.